Our next set of stories begin with the proposed revamp of Norwich Market. City Hall is developing plans for a major revamp of Norwich Market. Spending hundreds of thousands of pounds on the initial design work alone. Norwich City Council is exploring options for the future of the market, which could include the introduction of new shopping zones and Italian-style piazzas. While the authority has ruled out relocating it, various improvements works are on the cards that could be transformational for traders and customers. The Labour-run Cabinet at City Hall will meet this week to approve a £740,000 spend on putting together detailed designs and covering initial construction costs. Norwich Market has been at its current home at the heart of the city for more than 900 years and is one of the oldest and largest open-air markets in the UK. The last major shake-up was in 2006 when temporary structures were replaced with the metal-roofed permanent stalls we have today. Despite the ongoing success of the market, officials at City Hall say various issues are preventing the attraction from reaching its full potential. These include ageing infrastructure, lacking features for modern use, and environmental nuisances that trouble visitors, such as a large population of pigeons and seagulls.
The cost of a caffeine hit could soon get more expensive, the region's coffee shop owners have warned. Extreme weather is at the root of the problem, with tax changes introduced in the autumn budget adding extra pressure. The price of a coffee on an international commodity market hit its highest level on record last month, with the price of Arabica beans, which account for two-thirds of the global production, reaching $3.44, which is £2.80 a pound, which is 0.45 kilos, and rising more than 80% in 2024. It comes as traders at plantations in Brazil and Vietnam, the world's largest coffee producers, are expecting lower yields due to poor weather. Brazil experienced its worst drought in 70 years in August and September last year, followed by heavy rains in October. Vietnam, the largest producer of a Robusta bean, has also been hit by drought and heavy rainfall, with the price of the variety almost doubling in 2024. Coffee consumption has grown globally in recent years, and it is now the world's second most traded commodity by volume after crude oil. An estimated 85 million cups of coffee are consumed in the UK every day, and more than 400 billion cups are consumed across the world each year. Norfolk and Suffolk are dotted with thriving independent coffee shops and boutique roasterias, but caffeine vendors in the East are now warning that they may have no choice but to put their prices up.
A former boxer who produced a kilogram of cannabis posed with his drugs for photos and sent a message to his family saying, "Panic over, I'm going to feed you all year." Michael Walsh, who homeschools seven of his children, recorded the clip before police raided his home and another property linked to him where they found the drugs and his mobile phone. They also checked bank accounts linked to him and found suspicious cash deposits of more than £30,000 in his wife's. The 40-year-old, a former professional featherweight boxer who won all of his 14 bouts, appeared at Norwich Crown Court this week to be sentenced, having previously admitted production of cannabis, being concerned in the supply of cannabis and converting criminal property. Nicola May, prosecuting, said more than a kilogram of cannabis was found by police during the raids, which took place between January 2018 and September 2021. Officers also discovered a total of £31,820, which had been transferred into bank accounts held by his wife and a mobile phone. Imposing a 12-month community order with a requirement Walsh does 150 hours unpaid work, recorder Douglas Herbert said, "You've got seven children, I'm told, who are all homeschooled. I'm surprised you have time to commit any offences, but if I were you, I'd concentrate on your family and stay away from crime."
around 20 pro-Palestinian activists staged a demonstration outside Potter's Resort in protest at the presence of three Israeli competitors taking part in the bowls tournament there. The group wielded placards and sang chants as people arrived at the Hopton-on-Sea Holiday Park for the World Indoor Bowls Championship, which started today. Security staff from the venue monitored the protesters, while a police unit also spent some time at the scene. The demonstrators staged what they called an emergency rally after tournament organizers reversed a previous ban on the Israeli bowlers taking part following an outcry. The World Bowls Tour had earlier withdrawn the invitation to the Israeli competitors Daniel Alomin, Amnon Amar, and Ittai Rigby, after coming under pressure from pro-Palestinian activists. But the critics, including Great Yarmouth MP Rupert Lowe, accused the officials of cowardice and of empowering anti-Semites.
NHS bosses have urged people suffering flu symptoms to avoid going to hospital or their GP, despite a slow reduction in inpatient cases. Recent figures showed that Norfolk's main hospitals were facing a combined 135 flu cases per day, with a week-on-week increase of 45% across the three sites. However, bosses say this daily figure slowly reduced last week, with all hospitals in the region, including community and mental health sites, sharing 88 cases of inpatients with flu. But they warned the reduction of cases in Norfolk did not fully reflect the spread of viruses in the community and have urged people to take proper precautions.